is not only highly effective at preventing HIV-related morbidity and mortality, but it also dramatically decreases HIV transmission from all routes. This has now been widely accepted as the way to eliminate vertical transmission of HIV, and WHO and UNAIDS have called for the global elimination of vertical transmission as a result, and this should be done urgently. More recently, a study funded by the Gates Foundation in 7 African countries, published in The Lancet last month, showed a greater than 90% reduction on HIV transmission when the infected index member of a serodiscontact couple was treated with antiretroviral therapy. Work from Vancouver has added to this when we showed in a recent number of The Lancet earlier today that by treating more, we prevent more. In fact, even among IDUs, we saw a 50% reduction, 50%, 50% of HIV new diagnosis as a result of the increased coverage with HART. As my friend, past president of the IES, Pedro Kahn, said at the last plenary on antiretroviral therapy in Cape Town, it is no more treatment and prevention, it's treatment is prevention. This new understanding represents a true game changer. This has been now acknowledged by multiple parties. It's time to move on it, and it's time to move it now. I was actually pleased, very pleased, when France's First Lady, Ms. Carla Bruni Sarkozy, said, "We have a historic opportunity. In a few years, we can control AIDS, we can eradicate it from the surface of the planet." She added in the Daily Liberation, when writing these notes, she said, "Treating everyone means halting the transmission of the virus. In other words, stopping the epidemic." She said, "Solutions can be imagined for today and tomorrow, but she cautioned, we must act very quickly." And she requested that an international tax be considered to raise the much-needed financial support. We're full behind those comments. And I remind you, the next G8 will be on Sarkozy's land, and we expect he will follow his wise words. Consensus has arrived. Treatment, and prevention are one thing, and they are the way forward. Universal access is the way forward. As it was announced earlier today by my good friend and colleague, Michel Sidibe, the Executive Director of UNAIDS, Treatment 2.0 represents the single most important thing coming out of this meeting. It is the most effective way forward to deliver on the Universal Access Pledge. Let's rally behind Michel and be sure that Treatment 2.0 is indeed a reality. The theme of AIDS 2010, Rise Here, Rise Now, was chosen to emphasize the critical and fundamental connection between human rights and HIV. There can be no end to the pandemic if we don't secure full protection of human rights for those that are vulnerable or living with HIV. Stigma and discrimination, persecution, prosecution, and criminalization in the various forms concerning infected, affected, and at-risk populations are major obstacles to controlling HIV in the world today as we speak. These are huge barriers to HIV testing, care, and support, and dramatically increase the risk of HIV transmission. As we move to enhance efficiencies and get better bang for our buck, we must recognize that full protection of human rights represents a fundamental first step to achieve this goal. We waste too much money looking for people that the police is chasing, on the other hand. Stigma and discrimination result in misguided policies and misallocated resources, as many governments are averse to implementing scientifically sound programs for key at-risk groups, including people who use drugs, sex trade workers, and men who have sex with men. Gender discrimination contributes to the heightened vulnerability of HIV among